Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland Baptist Church Council NBCC has declined the offer from the state BJP to clean the church compound on May 11. The NBCC was responding to a directive issued by the state BJP president to district presidents to take up cleanliness drive at church compounds in all the 60 area constituencies to mark the death anniversary of Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, which falls on June 23. The NBCC, while appreciating the BJP's care for the church, said the council is obligated to politely decline the kind gesture offered to clean the church compound on May 11. The NBCC said civic duty is something all need to instill in oneself, and such services should always be welcomed, however requested the BJP to pursue another avenue of service. The NBCC said the country has faced unprecedented persecution during the BJP rule, with religious and social minorities facing difficult times. Stating that the church has written much on the subject, the NBCC reminded political parties, specifically the BJP in Nagaland, to exercise caution while issuing directions. Knowing what to say and do, as well as what is acceptable, can help to close the gap that has been growing in our state. The NBCC also advised the BJP to stay as a political party and leave the church to run whatever they see fit within their compounds. The church body further suggested the BJP leadership in mobilizing party members to travel to locations to safeguard persecuted churches in the mainland. This act will undoubtedly give reassurance to people whose churches and institutions are constantly targeted, it added. The NBCC, while appreciating BJP's offer, maintained that this is not a political statement, but the church is just drawing the line of separation. The council further advised all churches to be vigilant, adding that the authority on which power is generated between the church and the state are different. The Election Commission of India has published the total voter turnout data for Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. The Commission said that 66.14% voter turnout was recorded in Phase 1 and 66.71% in Phase 2. The EC highlighted that in the first phase, 66.22% male voters, 66.07% female voters, and 31.32% third gender voters cast their vote, while in the second phase, 66.99% male voters, 66.42% female voters, and 23.86% third gender voters cast their vote. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday said he will not allow diversion of the constitutional rights of SCs, STs and OBCs to other sections on communal basis till he is alive. Addressing an election rally in Zahirabad constituency in Telangana, he alleged the Congress is well known for vote bank politics, appeasement politics, lies and nepotism. He further said the Constitution of India is his religious book, and he had shown his respect towards it on all occasions. He also alleged that an inheritance tax will be collected if Congress comes to power. Indicating at the top Congress leaders, Modi alleged that an RR tax is in force in Telangana, and it has become an embarrassment to the state. Former Congress National President and MP Rahul Gandhi addressed a gathering in Pind yesterday. Gandhi mentioned various guarantees provided in the Congress manifesto. He said that farmers' loans will be waived and guaranteed MSP will be given to the farmers. Gandhi assured the youth that Congress will hand over 30 lakh jobs in 6 months. He said that the India Alliance will be the first government in the world which is going to give the right of apprenticeship to every graduate and diploma holder. The Supreme Court has recalled its earlier order that allowed a 14-year-old rape survivor to terminate her almost 30-week pregnancy. It comes after her parents expressed concern over her health if she were to undergo the process at such an advanced stage of pregnancy. A bench of Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and J.B. Batriwala decided to alter its decision, noting that the interest of the child is paramount after interacting with her. The court had earlier allowed the request of the girl's mother for medical termination of the pregnancy. And in sports, the BCCI yesterday announced India's 15-member squad for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024, which will be hosted in the West Indies and the USA starting in June. Rohit Sharma will be leading team, while Hardik Pandya has been named as the vice-captain. Wicket-keeper and batsman Rishabh Pant makes a return to the national team after recovering from a car accident in 2022. India will begin the third World Cup campaign against Ireland on June 5 in New York. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.